Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
Who?
Well, we just asked Roger if he's naked. The way to start the podcast. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. We can hear you. Okay. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
So I did it right. Last time I didn't do introductions, so I'm getting back into the smooth groove of things. Steve, you said you have a story.
I have a story. I do. And truth is stranger than fiction. For those of you who don't know, I have a son outside from a different relationship. And we have some mutual friends. And one of the guys I know said, hey, he says, have you been on, I think it was Pornhub. I said, no, why? And he says, well, he goes, I could have swore I saw someone on there that you know. I'm thinking, oh, well, it's our friend.
Crimson.
Crimson, yes. Well, okay. And there's a, or Mrs. Inglewood. I'm going, okay, well, okay, sure. So he goes, so who is it? He goes, well, I don't know. It's a young girl. I said, okay. He gave me the site and everything, what it is. So I pull it up. I look down, and there's this nice-looking young girl, nice body, nice big tits, and starts sucking a cock. She pulls off the cock and looks, and she gets a facial. It's my former daughter-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the internet is so huge. What are the odds of that?
I said, are you kidding me? And, of course, I didn't ask. I didn't say a word to my son. Haven't asked anybody.
Oh, no, no.
And so I asked my friend. I said, how'd you find about this? I ran across it. And he knew, or he knows my son and his former wife. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe that. But, yeah, so I said, well, interesting, crazy.
And it was on Pornhub?
Is it a Pornhub or X-Hamster? I don't remember which one it was.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, either
it,
one.
I'm going, holy moly. So
did you continue to watch?
Yes, I did.
I know you would.
Of course.
Oh, she built like a brick shit house. She built. Got some nice tits and cute as a button.
She likes to be naughty, obviously.
Yes, obviously. You know, it wasn't a porn. I think they're at their house. And like we have, you know, the friends who I've played with, the mom and the daughter-in-law, mm-hmm. You know, things look familiar in the background. So it's like, oh my God.
Interesting. Wow.
So, yeah.
Is she like trying to make money? Did they have like a website?
I think it was just. I think it was just a home video,
shop?
And I don't know if he did it or she did it. Or they did it. I don't know. Yeah, you know, but she appeared to be very talented. Let's put it that way.
that's a good one.
Like I said, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. Sometimes it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So, oh well.
Yeah, small world.
It is.
I have news from the cable guy. He texted me. Started texting me a couple days ago and said he listened to the latest episode. He was glad we were back. He said he likes the reruns, but he really likes the live ones better, the newer ones better, because we make him laugh. And I think it's probably because he's also part of the topics that are in here. And so he says, I'm glad to hear you're back and you guys are back to coming out with funny and relatable content. We're doing well. We haven't gone to meet and greets, but we did meet up with a couple, both in their 40s from our pool. Sheesh, when I say we should have listened to you, he says, no less than 10 days after we meet, the gal ends up at the hospital that his girlfriend works at and ends up getting floated to her floor. He says, you can't make this up, but they seem to be fine. She was just a little embarrassed, but we let them both know that they shouldn't be. And after she gets better, we're planning on a little getaway to the island, which one that they decide to go to depends upon, what's up. But he says, we're going to do a getaway. So they must have had fun with this couple. Again, you play close to you. You better hope that you like that couple because you will run into them. I mean, you will think a town of 100,000 people, you'll think you're not going to see them. And then, damn straight, 2 days later, you'll be in the grocery store or something and you'll run smack into them.
Absolutely.
That's so true. It's, and this is how, I don't know how many people go to Disneyland. I literally run into a person. She's running around. I'll turn around. It's one of our daughter's classmates. We're halfway across the country. So yeah, you can meet them anywhere. You're right. It's crazy.
I used to, well, I know another couple that their profession was they were professional college teachers, and they played, and this guy would do speaking gigs across the country, and they played with somebody in a city that they thought that they would, was discreet or whatever. And it just so happened that that city came up onto his tour, and he goes out on the stage, and sitting on the second row is the woman that he had fucked a couple months ago at the party.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a ooh.
Wow.
Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact. Just
I mean, it's almost like the
work the
Fight
room.
Club rules. They were there. You guys, it's mutual destruction. You can't tell that you saw the other person or where you saw the other person. It's like when my children ask me, how did I meet these people? I just say a friend of a friend, or we were at a party, or we were at a restaurant and started talking. Now, they have seen Fabio do this because Fabio is an extrovert and he will talk to whoever's sitting at the table next to them if they want to talk. Okay, so this is true, and it doesn't matter if they are in the lifestyle or if they're not in the lifestyle, So it's a good excuse. And I've learned to keep it as close to the truth as possible so you don't have to remember what your lie was.
Absolutely. Especially as we get older, let's just say. Keep it close to the truth.
Well, and I always wonder, so, people talk about what happens when somebody like goes to the dentist and goes underneath laughing gas. Fabio had a procedure. This was, I don't know, the second or third year that we had been actively back playing in the lifestyle. And he had a procedure where they allowed me, this was before COVID, so it was allowed at that point. They allowed me to be in the recovery room as he was waking up from the procedure. And he was coming out of the drugs, and the nurse reaches over and starts to take his temperature or something, blood pressure. And he turns to me and he goes, blow me up, baby, so I can get this done.
Oh,
Because I'm a
yeah.
plumper, okay? For our parties, I'm the one that usually fluffs him to blow him up so he can get his fluff on me.
Exactly.
And that nurse just turned and just started laughing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess they can say some crazy shit when they're under, don't they?
Yes.
That's a good one. That is a classic.
That's funny.
So,
well, you asked if I was naked, and yes. It's been a little more of a challenging week. We've just kind of been down, and but I got home. D had been like, it's just like it's too long. How much time you have? And I'm like, plenty. And I just jumped back behind it and took it, and took a little longer than I thought. So I was kind of scrambling to get it together here.
That's
I'm caught up now.
okay. You can join us in foie gras. We're happy to do that. We're happy to be that lifestyle group. So, any burning questions? So we have the titillating story. Any other new prospects, Steve, or are you guys settling down?
We don't have any new prospects. We are going to a new event. To us, it's not a new event. They've been doing it for a couple of years, and since our circle has gotten quite small recently, and we have retired from doing parties, house parties, so we're going to go out, and there's a club probably about an hour away from us that we're going to go to an event there here coming up. I'm not sure when the next event is, but we're going to go hit that and try that one out. So we're looking forward to that. But that's about it. It's funny, people always want to come to parties, but yet anymore, I don't know if they're afraid to ask us to get together, go out with them, or whatever. So we never have anybody ask us to get together anymore. So it's sort of, well, okay. So it's one of those things. So we go out and make our own fun with somebody
Amen.
anymore. So
We find ourselves in that loop a little bit. I'm sorry for you,
No, go
Jennifer.
ahead.
No, we find ourselves in that loop a little bit, and a couple had kind of been chasing after asking, contacting me to get together, and just to break the habit that I don't want them. I made sure we went, and so we got together with them last night, and they had moved here from the Midwest. That we would be most familiar with, but on the eastern side of the state, and would attend parties at the lake. And
Oh.
I'm doing my damnedest to talk them into coming on here. They're a phenomenal couple, but there has to be enough commonality that. Somebody has had to have crossed paths with the same person. And so that would be my update.
What's the first initials of their names? Because I mean, if it's B and S, I did B on a school bus one time. On
Oh, school bus.
the bar hopping traverse
The,
stuff.
well, on so on this couple. The he is a B,
Yeah.
but she's K.
Okay.
So it's just funny that we could have crossed paths. One of us may very well have, and then now they're here.
Yeah, that's great.
They're great. If you hadn't crossed paths with them, I'm sorry for you.
I'll have to go through my database to see if we've crossed paths with them.
Right. He's the one that's
Database.
taken. He's the one that's take. He's the one that's tracking how many names of people that he's done and letters.
Oh,
That's whole letters of the alphabet is his goal.
I should have done that because I won't forget their face, and so I feel like an asshole every
Oh,
time.
I
I'm like,
forget a
oh yeah,
face like all the time.
that was her name. I feel terrible. But
I have been to parties, because I was out of the lifestyle for a while and I got back in, and so I was with Tracy. I was introducing her to Fabio, and so she had taken me to one of their tried and true parties, and we had gone. And this was the party that was a takeover of a bar. And these four college guys pulled up outside as we had pulled up. We were in a convertible. We were wearing fuck me heels and corsets and those tight, tight shorts and stuff, accessible things. And we were getting out of the car, and the bouncer says to these four guys, "You can't come in. This is a private party." And they go, "What kind of a private party?" Because they're looking at us. They go, "It looks like it's fun. We're private. We can come on in and have a private party." And that bouncer goes, "Oh no, son, you cannot come in here. These people will ruin you."
Ah.
And we walked in, and there was Armand was there. Okay, now
Oh,
Barbie, you know Armand. Okay,
wow. Yeah.
Armand is like he is a BBC.
Oh, very easy.
That B, the second B, the C is a very big C, very, very big C, like third leg, like elephant trunk.
Yeah,
Okay.
like I've never seen
And
anything like it.
Armand was there, and Tracy walks up to him and she goes, "Get the hell away from me. That thing is so big, it's not coming near me." She says this at the party. And what's so funny is you would think that it would make him be persona non grata. No, a whole bunch of women then start flocking over because they want to see this big thing. Okay, so she really helped him with his party presence. And then she brings over this next guy and says, says Janet, do you know this guy? And I looked at him and I said, "Have I fucked you?"
Oh,
Because I can't remember. You guys have been in this for 20 years,
that's
okay?
right. Yeah, I'm with you, sister.
It's like, okay, no, I don't think so. It's a good problem to have. I don't
Is.
remember people's names.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the National Siren Awareness Foundation. Every year, thousands of Americans hear a siren and immediately assume severe weather is approaching. But experts say that's not always the case.
We have another report.
Before calling the National Weather Service, ask yourself these important questions. Is the sound coming from a nearby hotel? Is it coming from a lifestyle reunion party? Does it seem unusually enthusiastic? If you answered yes to any of these questions, it may not be a tornado. It may just be Bethany. Stay calm. Do not seek shelter. Ear protection is optional, but strongly recommended.
The National Siren Awareness Foundation is not responsible for confused neighbors, accidental weather alerts, or spontaneous applause from adjacent hotel rooms.
I would have spun that so good. No, yeah, you're right. The problem is that we haven't. That's the
Right.
problem is that we haven't.
Well, and I don't know. So now that C4P is down, are you guys, I mean, so do you go on like SLS or do you go on Swingers? Is there Swing Lifestyle? Is that still a website that's out there? I'm so
Yeah.
retired. I don't know.
Swing
Where do you
lifestyle,
hunt?
SLS, if we were hunting, that's where we would do it. But SDC is, I think, kind of taken over.
That's international.
Yeah.
SDC, I know, is international because
And a
that's how
lot
we
of,
met. We met people in Germany from SDC. I've met people
yeah.
in Paris from SDC, and I've met people in Amsterdam from SDC. So yeah, that's.
Well, SLS is kind of where C4P was when I stopped using it. It's like it is just the oldest, most old functioning platform that was just never updated. And now SLS is kind of that way. It's just kind of janky how it works, and it's become less user friendly only because throughout your day you use 10 other apps that are really user friendly. So I just, when people aren't making updates, it just outdates.
Describe for me what is a good feature of an app? What makes it user friendly?
Easy to search, easy to, and I don't know how to answer this question the best, but if there's something I want to do, I'm looking for a menu, and usually I'm accustomed to the three bars or just something that says menu. When we're on SLS and the messaging, it doesn't, I don't like the messaging part. It's kind of hard to just skim and just it. So I just don't even open it. I've just kind of stopped using it.
So is it like, do you go in like you would for hotels.com or something, and you go in and go, okay, I want a 2-bedroom and I want it to have a pool and I want it to have a hot tub. So instead you go in and go, okay, I want, I'm looking for a couple and I want her to be bisexual, or I want her to be comfortable with oral. So is that what you're talking about in terms of a menu?
I haven't searched in a while, so I don't have a fresh perspective on this, but I was sitting here looking and thinking, and here's what I'm going to tell you. This is the best way I can describe it. So if I'm scrolling through couples and I see a picture that just catches you, and let's click on that couple. Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of scroll down, you can thumb through small photos, but you gotta click something or click a gallery to make them bigger. And so then when I'm done looking at that couple, I have to just start hitting back. I can't just like close that profile and end up right back where I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
So it's a navigational speed that you want and easy to navigate out. Because I remember C4P, what I liked is that you could have, you had the titillating photos that really didn't show too much. And that was the front pages of it. And then if you wanted to, somebody reached out to you, wanted to talk to you, and you wanted to give them access to your medium portfolio and then your really nasty portfolio, you could do that. You could give them more access. And I really liked that feature because I didn't feel like my pussy was like spread out for all to see on a continuous basis,
Only if they ask.
It was only if they ask.
And that's, and one thing I liked about C4P for when we hosted parties, and Janet, when you hosted parties, you could make them private.
You had a very good party function. Yes.
Yeah. And on SDC, you don't have that. It says we're having a party, so if you know someone that you don't want to invite, but yet they can still see that you're having a party, even though it's private, they can still, it's still publicly out there publicly, they can see that you're having a private party. So that's a feature that is not a great one.
I always thought C4P was really easy to use. It was
simple.
It just kind of could have used some updates, but
you know, it's funny.
It went under because the guy that was running it was really creepy.
Yeah.
Really creepy.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is he, from what I understand, someone offered to buy it and he wouldn't do it. We wouldn't sell it. And it's funny we bring this up because 2-3 weeks ago, I was talking to somebody and they said something to me about starting a site like C4P. I'm going,
Right.
no. I said, not at my age, I'm not doing that. I said, if I was 20 years younger, sure. But I'm not going, Elle and I want to travel now. We want to do this,
Right.
we want to do that. We don't want to have to be sitting here on a computer all day,
Well, if there's somebody out there who wants to do a new site and would like to have opinions from some people, we're happy to have you on and give you our opinions and help
Yeah.
give you some direction as to this is what we liked about this site, this is what we like about this site, this is what we want in a site. Because I think there's room to grow. I when speaking with O about his site, the Cop to Og site. I was under the impression that it was like going to be a national or international site. And I was thinking, oh yeah, there's really a market for that. And when I joined the site, it was swingerscap.com. When I joined that site, it turned out that it was only pertinent to Cop to Og, and it's got some kinks to work out. Steve is having problems logging on. And so, I we'll see, but I think there's room for somebody else to open up a site where you have some of the best things that we lost in C4P, and then some of the stuff we like from SDC, and some of the stuff we like from SLS, and incorporate it into a site. I'm with Steve. I'm retired. I don't have the gumption anymore to do something like that. But somebody should. Because
I have
people
stuff.
paid for memberships. People
Yeah.
paid them. People would pay for a membership, and they'd pay to be able to put their parties up and post them and Yep. keep them private. And Yep. it was extremely easy to invite people to your party. Like when you created a new party, you could say, I want this to be private, and then it would give you a suggested list. Well, last time you invited all of these people. Do you want to invite
Yes.
all these people today? Did you invite all these people before? And then would you like to invite a few more? And so you would it was
Right.
a remembered menu.
These are your people. Yeah, the people we
Yeah.
see you communicate the most, and here's
Right.
some people you've talked to once.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you want to invite some of them or whatever? And then you could also say, never suggest this couple to me again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
And the people who contacted you, everybody was paying. So everybody had a little skin in the game. You weren't just out there, for every bot and everything else that was there.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
Exactly.
there was, and it was like, I don't know, what was it? I don't know, 180 bucks or 200 bucks a year to join or whatever, something like
Yeah,
that.
right.
I
It
don't
was.
know.
Yeah.
And when we joined, it was $100 for the life of time
Right.
until, because we were one of the first people that joined.
We did the, I think we did like the 6 month, and then they're like, oh yeah, I didn't just hit the lifetime. That's funny.
It was just you knew that you were communicating with some real people. Now, I mean, there were some people that would they would fake it. Like there was were guys that would say that they had a female because they knew that if they listed themselves as Bluefish, the chances were very small that you were going to look at them. So they would lie and say they had a significant other. And then when you look on the profile pictures, it's all pictures of his dick and his butt and his stuff. And there were nothing of her. And then you'd be like, I want to talk to her. And then they'd be like, well, she's in the shower right now, or she's at her mother's right now, or
Yeah,
blah,
she
blah,
had to
blah.
work. Or she's not in the lifestyle. Was the
Yeah.
what
And
good one?
then that was we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
it also had where you could go in and comment. And I can't remember what it was called. You guys know, but I'll tell you, it was like a review.
Yeah, the validations.
Yeah, validations,
Right.
and that helped him. Man, if they pulled that stuff, people didn't hesitate to put them on blast on that. Then
Oh, yeah. Right.
their
Yeah.
chances just
Well,
went down
and
the
then,
gutter
like,
there.
you could also read through the lines on the review if they would say, well, this couple was really nice to talk to. We enjoyed dinner. Okay, what that means is they're not fuckable.
Right.
You
Okay. Because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings and say, oh, that guy's dick is too small, or that one, they couldn't do this, you know?
I forgot because we had a code. You and Fabio and Ellen and I, we had a code for validations. Can't remember what it was, but
Right.
it's something like that, nice meeting this couple.
Nice meeting this couple for dinner.
No. Scratch.
Right. And so it was just a nice, it was, it, yeah. But, you know, and then there were some other ones would be like, she could bring my wife to orgasm in 5 minutes, you know, or she could suck a golf ball through a garden hose, you know, or.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Deliciously fun. Tastes really good. I don't know what they do, but wow, that juice tastes very good.
And you were clicking on those looking for pictures are recent and they lived up to what their profile says. Like, oh,
Yeah.
they're a definite bam.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that was another one, the profile pictures. You know, somebody would take, and I can see it because when we started, when Barbie and I started, and her husband and Fabio and stuff, I mean, even with my first husband, when we created our profile on C4P, I mean, those pictures were me 20, 25 years ago, you know, and so you could have a really good one, but you know, I didn't think it was fair to leave a picture on there that was 10 years old, because it's just not, I
Example.
don't want any surprises, you know, just be used to the wrinkles, dude. You know, there's a couple of them. I know that Steve, you guys had a couple that Elle's ass is just so beautiful that it just stands alone, and I don't care how long ago the picture was taken, it's just beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, and there are pictures like that. There are some timeless photos,
Right.
for time. It doesn't matter how old that person is. Look at that beautiful pussy, or look at that fabulous ass.
I cannot tell you how many of these fake, the guys with the fake wife or whatever, or the single bluefish guys, the background that they had, and I know we've talked about this before, but people think about what's in the background when you take your picture. Okay,
Oh,
because
no
like
kidding.
they would take a picture and it would be obvious that you're taking a picture from a mobile home. I'm sorry, at my age, I am a little bit picky. And if you're living in a mobile home, you're not my type. You're just not. Okay. Sorry.
There's too many horror movies that have bad things happen in mobile homes, so
But it ain't,
I don't know, man.
it ain't a single wide, it's a double wide.
I still think this is all very prejudiced. We were talking about not shaming people for sexual stuff. We shouldn't shame people for living in a trailer. Because the only reason I say that is I grew up in a different state that had a huge state fair, huge, huge. And they always had the mobile home dealers there. So you could do walkthroughs of the model mobile homes. And let me tell you, friends, some of them were pretty nice. So you're right about your atmosphere. I mean, really, I don't care if you're living in a trailer. Is it clean? Do you not have, your bottle of whiskey behind you and all your Kleenex on the
I'm
floor and
sorry,
some dog shit?
if it's that green shag carpeting, okay, that's in the
Yeah.
back, all
It's
right.
not
If
green.
it's
No.
the avocado refrigerator, okay, that's in the background.
No, honey. Come
I am attracted to somebody who's smart, and I'm sorry, somebody who's smart is not going to be living in a mobile home. They're just not, okay. And you may say that I'm prejudiced. I am, okay. I totally am. I am picky. Okay, I get to
Oh,
be picky on some things. Some
that's
things I don't
true.
get to be picky on, and on some
You
things I get to
do.
be picky. And if I'm looking through the pictures and you have a picture of yourself and I can see that it's like that stupid wood paneling from and because I lived in one, folks. Okay, I lived in a mobile home for years. Okay, so yeah, I know what it looks like, right? And if you have that rental furniture behind you, no. No.
Ha
I'm
ha. I represent the other side of the field. I mean, all jokes aside, I'll go anywhere and fuck pretty much anything. I'd have made a great Marine.
You can talk or not.
He doesn't care what side of the track.
But I'm not staying. I would say we share the same attraction attributes, and I'm definitely not hanging out unless the conversation keeps me there.
I have had some real horror stories. I mean, we went to the one woman's, Fabio, and we went to her house, and she was a unicorn, and we decided to go to her house just to see. And we walked in, and there was paper towels on the floor all over the place. And she said, "That's where the dog has gone." Mm. I gotta go.
There's none of these on the bed, right?
No, see, and Fabio was like that, and I was like, no,
no. Mm-mm. No.
I can joke, but no. If I walked in and had a smell hit me, that's a no.
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 Mm-mm.
No. No. And if you know company is coming and you have not cleaned your place and even tried to put crap away.
The paper or even... towels.
Exactly. Clean it all up. Clean it all up. And where's the Febreze and the wool lights?
Rump we would go stuff. to the country fun party. Mm-hmm. With a pool out in the backyard. And you go to the bathroom and you'd have 3 inches of pubes on the bar of soap in the bathroom.
Oh. 3 inches of pubes on the bar of soap? I don't think so.
No. You've been to that house. You've been to that party before.
I know, but if I would have seen that, I would have left so fast away.
You go right through the kitchen to the back bathroom. It's like, oh my God. And some of the rooms, it's like, are you kidding me? Do you not clean the house?
Who the fuck is not shaving?
Ooh, well, that's a good question, too, in today's world. Yes. What do you have? Yeah. Who has pubic hair?
Right.
I remember distinctly on the C4P, there was one couple that they were very proud of the fact that they were all natural, and the bush that was on that woman and the bush that was on that man. And they were like, we're loud and proud about this. And if you don't like it, then don't. I mean, I admire them for at least putting it up there and saying,
absolutely,
this is what attracts
us. Somebody might really like it. Yeah. Somebody might really like that. Yeah. They might be in the hair.
Right. Because
hold out of your teeth.
So Fabio does not like completely bare because he said it reminds him too much of a child and he does not want to go there.
Right. Right. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, got to leave a little patch anyway.
Okay. So if anybody's listening and you guys want to try and do this and operate your own, you know, feel free to come on the show, ask us questions. We'll help you set that up. We just are not going to have to manage it. Have to run it. We've got other lives going on. I think we have enough for a show, folks. If you've lasted this far, thank you very much, all you flies on the wall, for listening to us. We are back in the groove. You can find all the episodes at ellisadventures.com. Yes, sure, checked it. ellisadventures.com. Don't go to ellisadventures.net. You'll go on a safari. ellisadventures.com. You can also on there reach out to Roger. He's spitroast with us at gmail.com or with me. And that's thejanetvalentine@gmail.com. Send us a note, try to get on, whatever. We always love to talk to you. Thank you for all of you people who have lasted this time. Leap Mandingo a tip. He works very hard and doesn't really get paid for this. I pay him a little bit, but not much. I don't have much money. So he's doing this out of the goodness of his heart because he loves to listen to our silly stories. Thanks to you guys. And we hope that you come again, come again, and come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.